A moment of awkward silence followed as the apology went unaccepted. Then Tahiri said,
"Anyway, about these YVHs, how many and what series?"
"Only six," Lando replied. "But they're YVH-8, S-series."
Tahiri whistled.
"Space assault models."
She smiled and turned to Lando.
"I could kiss you."
Lando's expression brightened.
"Well, under the circumstances, I don't think Tendra would..."
Tahiri laughed.
"Later. Back to the plan,"
Leia said, clearly irritated by the diversion.
"On the first pass, we drop two YVHs on the residential annex, and then take the other four and do a hot drop into the laboratory wing ourselves."
"What targets do I program into the YVHs?"
Lando asked.
"Anything with green scales or Beskar Gam armor," Luke said. "But not the Krefs or their Sith friends. Those we need to handle ourselves."
"I can do that," Lando said. "But do we really need a hot drop? That courtyard looks big enough for a landing, and we'll have the Falcon's laser cannons to cover."
"Sorry, Lando,"
Leia said.
"We need you and Omad flying top cover."
"Top cover?"
Lando sounded insulted.
"Just because I don't have the Force and..."
"And aren't trained in Jedi assault tactics,"
Ben interrupted.
"Okay, that too," Lando said. "But let's assume Dina is right about the Krefs letting only a few Mandalorians know about this place. You're still gonna be outnumbered 4-1 by Mandos, and at least 20-1 by Nargons."
"Which is why we need you to be sure our getaway ship stays in one piece,"
Leia said. She rose on her toes and kissed him on the cheek.
"Lando, I love you for wanting to come, but my husband, my plan."
Lando fell silent, then finally dropped his chin and nodded.
"Okay, but you'd better come back."
He cast a sidelong glance at Ben, then added,
"All of you."
Luke clamped a hand on Lando's shoulder and gave it a reassuring squeeze.
"We'll do our best, I promise."
He turned to Ben.
"What do you have for us? Anything yet?"
"Sure, take a look at this."
As Ben spoke, the holograph of a black angular shape, two pyramids stuck base to base, appeared in front of R2-D2's projector. Ben looked across the lounge to Use.
"Does that thing look like what you've been calling Base Prime?"
"Yes, but Base Prime actually sits on its surface,"
Use said, looking surprised.
"The Krefs refer to the thing itself as the artifact."
"The artifact?" Luke asked. "What did they mean by that?"
Use shrugged.
"They didn't discuss it with me," she said.
"Sometimes I heard the Mandalorians call it the station, but to the Krefs, it was always just the artifact. I'm not sure that any of them actually knows what it is."
"Let's hope not," Lando said.
Use's brow rose.
"Why not?"
she asked.
"Do you know what..."
"Why don't you let us ask the questions?"
Leia interrupted.